Okay. So amazingly, despite Ahasuerus pretty much swears he's not going to get rid of Vashti, HaKadosh Baruch has other ideas. And therefore, that's exactly what happens. Vashti is no longer on the scene. So up to Parak Beis. Achar hadvarim ha'eleh, kishay chamas ha'melech ha'chashverosh, zocher es Vashti v'es asher ososa v'es asher nigzolel. All this time, Ahasuerus was still in a rage. Explained yesterday that because Vashti had sent a message back to the king about him being a stable master, and he couldn't tell everyone about that, so v'chamoso barabai, and he's livid with rage all this time. He couldn't let it out. He couldn't tell anyone about it. So when he finally did calm down, then he remembered Vashti. Rashi here says, what do you remember? You remember that she was beautiful. That's all he remembers. That's why, in Rashi's, where does Rashi get it from? Because it doesn't mention the word Malka here. Remember, he kept emphasizing how Malka Vashti, here, just Vashti. She was beautiful. That's all he remembered. He went into depression. So, we're about to be introduced now to some of the most important characters in the Megillah. The kids with the costumes, you're not going to find anyone emulating these characters. You're not going to find pretty much anyone discussing these characters. But they play a major role, not once, but twice in the Megillah. Vayomru nare hamelech mishorsov. Yavakshu lamelech noros besulois tovismare. Who are these nare hamelech mishorsov? They are the palace domestics. The ones who mop the floors, shine the silver, serve the king his meals, the palace staff, right? They're not particularly intelligent, but they do their jobs well. Now, we have to ask a simple question. Ahasuerus is about to receive from these people very sensitive information, some advice about how to pick his new queen. And Ahasuerus, don't you have, you know, somebody important in the palace, a minister, or perhaps to ask advice regarding such a important matter? The problem is, there are no ministers in the palace. You know why? A, as we said yesterday, Haman has implemented a new law, an amendment to the Persian constitution, where the king is allowed to decide all matters that directly affect the king, right? And two, like we just said, that all these time, Ahasuerus was in this rage over the whole matter with Vashti. That combination made it very lethal for Asar to be around the king. Could you imagine? The king can now paskin, off with this guy's head. That Asar, I don't like, your nose is a little crooked, off with his head. He doesn't have to give it over to a court. He could just decide it by himself. And, you know, obviously the Asar are not going to be near the king, especially when he's in such a bad mood. But the palace domestic staff, they have no choice. They have to be there. A king cannot be without, you know, basic servants. So that's why they're there. But Bemis, this is a big mess. Because what is their advice? Their advice is, Ahasuerus, what's the matter? You miss Vashti, she was beautiful, because Ahasuerus has been moaning, oh, hey, Vashti, she was such a beauty. No mention about Yichus, queen, zero, just only that she was beautiful. So the Nari and Melch Mishorsov pick up on that and said, beauty? Fine. We'll find another beauty for you. Big deal. And Ahasuerus, as we'll see, eventually agrees with this plan. What's the Hashgacha here? Haman, when he gave his advice to the king, he specified that Umalchusa Yitain L'ru'usa ha'toiva mimenu. We explain re'usa, that's a miyucheses. Ha'toiva mimenu, more beautiful. What do these Nari Melech Mishorsov? They just said, toiva ismara, beautiful. Because in Echinam, Yichus? You want Nari Melech Mishorsov to know about Yichus? They're not holding about Yichus. Yichus is not a factor, according to them. Thanks to that important point, That's exactly how Esther is able to be appointed queen. Why? Mordechai is going to give her strict instructions. All this we'll see clearly. Esther, you are not to divulge an iota of information about your personal background. So they're going to ask her who your parents are. Not saying. What nationality you're from. Your religion. She's silent on all these points. She's not saying anything. How in the world, I ask you, can a king seriously consider such a candidate for his queen? He doesn't know a thing about her background. You know, maybe she's faceless, a mamzeris, some lowlife from who knows where. How could the king choose such a woman for a queen? But now that he's getting advice from his Nari HaMelech Misharzav, and the only thing that matters is beauty, so zeh, I'll ask all these other questions, but who cares? The ikar is the beauty. That's how Esther is able to become the queen and not have to tell a word about where she's from. The Yafkin HaMelech Pekidim, the Chomedinos Malchusai, let the king appoint officials. The Yikpitsuas Kolnar Besula, Taivas Mare, every beautiful girl and woman in the kingdom should be gathered El Shushan Habiro El Beis Anoshim to the royal harem. El Yad Hege, Sris HaMel Shomer Noshim Nosen Tamrukayan. Hege was the one who was in charge of this harem of the Melech. All the women will be under his care, and they will also be provided with their various cosmetics, meaning they can't choose their own cosmetics. Everyone has to be provided the same perfumes and whatever from the Beis HaMelech, because only that way can the Melech choose which one is the most beautiful. Imagine, each one is coming up with their own shtick around, so, you know, that's not a way to determine who's talking the most beautiful. Vanara asher tita v'enei HaMelech timloich tachas vashti. Again, no mention of Malka, because as far as this is concerned, the only factor needed replacing of Vashti is beauty. So whoever the king likes best, she will become the new queen. Vayitav adovar b'nei HaMelech chiyasken, and the king listened to their advice. Okay. Ish Yehudi hoya b'shushan habira ushmoi Mordechai ben Yoir ben Shimi ben Kish ish Yemini. The pasuk here lists three ancestors of Mordechai, but Chazal and Medayik that these three are actually special names which denote a certain aspect about Mordechai. Says the Medrash like this: Ben Yoir Sheheir Einayim Shal Yisrael B'Tfilaso. He illuminated the eyes of the Jews with his tfilos. Ben Shimi Sheshoma Kel Tfilaso. He lists that Hashem listened to his tfilos. Ben Kish Shehekish Al Shari Rachamim Niftachulo. He knocked on the gates of mercy and they were opened for him. Now we should discuss a little bit about Mordechai and his special role here in helping bring about the Yeshua. As we'll see, there were two Averos that Klal Yisrael were guilty of, which brought about the Gzeira of Haman. It wasn't Haman who instituted the Gzeira, we know it was Hashem who instituted the Gzeira. Haman could only do it because Hashem agreed with it. Why did Hashem agree to have Chas V'Shalom, the Jewish people, exterminated? So the Gemara brings, there are two Averis. One, in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, they bowed down to an idol. We know about the famous Mice with Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. They refused, they were Mekadoshim Shemayim, they were saved with a nest. But most of the Jews were not Omer on the Nisayim. They were intimidated too much by Nebuchadnezzar because he was a big Russia, and he was very Achzori. So they were Nechshol in that Avera. The second Avera was that the Jews of Shushan attended Achashverosh's feast. Aside from Achashverosh with his plans, he wants to impress everyone, Haman, the Medrash brings, had advised Achashverosh Dafka have all the Jews of Shushan come to these feasts and will have immodestly clad women circulate amongst the guests, and the Jews, the Jewish men, will have improper thoughts, and that will get their God angry at them. And that way we'll be able to make a gzeira. It's a medrash. Mordechai, he figured it all out. He realized what the plan was. He told all the Jews, do not go to that Suda. Well, how can we anger the king? Mordechai told, don't go. And the kids, they didn't listen. They went, and Taka, according to the Medrash, that same Medrash, when they started having bad thoughts, it's pumped at that point to Satan as Makatrig, and Hashem ordered that there be a Gzeira. So those are the two Averis. What was the common denominator between those two Averis? In both cases, they were intimidated by Basar Vadam, Nebuchadnezzar, and by Achashverosh. Tefillah, what's the holiest site of Tefillah by sight? Tefillah is, I am telling you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Einoid Milvado, as far as I'm concerned, there are no koichas in this world except for you. There's no Nebuchadnezzar, no Achashverosh, nothing. There's only you, Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the site of Tefillah in a nutshell. We are totally giving ourselves over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We ask only Hashem of our needs. So the tikkun of these two averas had to be in the realm of tefillah. Oh. Now, those who are learning the Gemara and Megillah, you'll see that there's two psukim they bring down in which Mordechai is listed, what is fourth and fifth, right, in terms of the Gedolim of Klal Yisrael. So why is it that Mordechai is chosen to bring about Yeshua, whoever the number one God on Klal Yisrael, he should bring about Yeshua. The answer is, and the Gaon explains, that it's true Mordechai may not have been the number one Gadol in Torah, but in Tefillah, he was the greatest Gadol in Klal Yisrael. In the avoid of Tefillah, no one came close to Mordechai. That's why Mordechai was handpicked to be the leader of Klal Yisrael during this Tekufa, and he should be able to lead Klal Yisrael on a massive campaign of Tefillah, constant Tefillah, through 3 days of fasting, as we'll see. And through that, and only that, came about Yeshua. That's why the Pasuk makes no dafka of Ben Yoir, Ben Kish, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish. Because we're focusing on different aspects of the Koyach of Tefillah of Mordechai. That he illuminated the eyes of Christ over this tefillah. He showed them how to daven. Hashem listened to his tefillahs. And he knocked on the doors of mercy, and they were open for him. That's what the pasuk here is being meramis to. Asher hagla Yerushalayim im hagoyla asher hagla sa miyachani melech Yehuda asher hagla Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel. That means like this. At the time of the Golos of Bavel, it came in different stages. The king, Yehoyachin, was exiled to Bavel together with all of the Gedolim of Klal Yisrael. That's what this pasuk is referring to. Yechaniah is the same as Yehoyachin, and Mordechai was amongst the Gedolim who went into Golos. The main bulk of Klal Yisrael remained there until the actual Churban Beis HaMikdash and with the Golos of Tzidkiah. That was some 11 years afterwards. But why did it say Hagla, Hagla, you take a look, the word Hagla is three times in this pasuk. Hagla, Hagla, so Hagla. So, because Mordechai had twice tried to return to Eretz Yisrael. He was a big Oyhev, a Chayviv of Eretz Yisrael, but each time it didn't work. He ended up going back into Golos again. Why? Because Hashem knew that he would have to be in Shushan in order to help bring about Yeshua. Like upon him, the pasuk here is stressing that he was an Oyhev Eretz Yisrael. That's why each time he had to go back into Golos. But he oymein es hadasa, he Esther basadaydai. He raised Hadassah. Esther is called Hadassah. Hashem Tzadikim, who are compared to Hadassim. Bastodo, she was his cousin. Kiein lo av eim. She didn't have a father and mother. She was orphaned. So Mordechai raised her. Vanari, afas toyer, v'tay vasmare, uvamais aviha v'ima, lakocha Mordechai loy levas. He raised her as a daughter, according to the Medrash and Chazal. Bas is a bias, which means he married her. Vayhebi shomad var hamelech v'dosoi ubi kovetz noros rabois el shushan habira el yad hegoi. When word got out that they were looking for beautiful women to bring to the palace. So Esther wasn't crazy. She hid herself. She wasn't allowing herself to be taken. And she successfully, according to Chazal, she successfully hid herself for 3 years. But as certain maisa happened, that she passed by a window and some neighbors spotted her and reported her to the police. And that's how she was taken. Vatilokach Esther Beis HaMelech. Vatilokach is a lesson of she was forced. She was forcibly taken. Mamish, they had to drag her out into the street. Al Yadhegai Shomer Anoshim. Now, why is it, in order to understand the next pasuk, why is it that we had to have Dafka two heroes here, Mordechai and Esther? So we explained before that there were two Averis. They bowed to a Tselem in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, and the Jews of Shushan were netted from the Suda of Achashverosh. So that's why you needed two heroes. Also, as we'll see later, that's why you had 2 days of Purim. It was a special day just for Shushan, Keneged their Avera. Mordechai, as we'll see, he's Masakin, the Avera of the Tselem. So he, V'lo Yichra, V'lo Yishtachaveh, Haman is going to have a Tselem attached to his neck, and Mordechai is going to refuse to bow. Esther is going to be Masakin, the other Chet, of being Nana from Achashverosh. So Esther is going to steadfastly refuse to be Nana from anything that they do to her. Even when she becomes queen, she's having no Hanana from Achashverosh, from anything, from any of the royalty. And it's going to be such a gvura, as we'll see. Her first Nisayan, Batita Vanarovainov. The girl found favor in his eyes. He referring to Haggai. Batisa Chesed Lefanov. She found favor in Haggai's eyes, and Haggai decided to do special favors for her. Vayavahelos Tamrukel, Vesmonasel, Losis Law. He speedily provided for her all of her needs, her cosmetic needs. Vyeshev Anoros, Harus Losis Law, Mispace Amelech. He even got her 7 attendants who are worthy of serving the king. Vayashanelos Narosel, Toybeis Anoshim. And he changed her quarters to the best quarters that the Beis Hanoshim provided. Why? Why is Haggai all of a sudden being so nice to Esther? Haggai decided the minute he saw Esther, this is the queen. Zeu, she is going to be the next queen. He got a machshava that Esther is going to be the next queen. So he decided, I better treat her well, because you know what's going to happen? She's going to become the queen. And if I don't treat her nicely, I didn't get her exactly what she needs, she's going to remember. And her first order of business after she gets her crown is going to go after little old me. Hey, guy, remember when I asked you for such and such and you didn't get it when I needed? Well, the kid said he didn't want to get into any problems, so he made sure he treated Esther like royalty. This, however, was Esther's first Nisayan. Even though you figure she had to be forcibly taken, remember. So maybe they're going to have a tine on her. Why do we have to force you? You so much don't want to be with the king? I mean, that's her rebellious. But Pumfakesh, she's getting special favors from Haggai. Ubacholzos, she is not getting an iota from Anor. I don't care whatever he provides with, she's refusing to have Anor. That's why the pasuk is telling us this. Furthermore, Lohigi the Esther es amavius moilata ki Mordechai tziva aleha ashaloi sagid. She refuses to divulge any information about her background, her nationality, her birth. She gives her nothing but her name and her tudat zehut number, zeu, because Mordechai has ordered her. That's all you can tell them. Why did Mordechai tell her that? Because like we just said, they'll find out that Esther was Jewish. And again, oh, you Jews, right, you're so resistant about being taken to the palace. So Chas v'Shalom, that could Chas v'Shalom lead to a pogrom against the Jews. I mean, how much of an excuse do Goyim already need to mount an anti-Semitic campaign? So Esther doesn't tell anyone. But why is the pasuk emphasizing here now? Because despite the fact that she's being treated royally by Haggai, so maybe she'll rationalize and say, wait a minute, you know, Mordechai thought there's going to be negative repercussions against me and against the Jews if I tell them I'm Jewish, but look, Haggai thinks I'm the queen already, so Pufakert, I'll tell him that I'm Jewish, and we'll have good repercussions for the Jews. So that's what the Pasuk tells us, no. She is totally mevatel herself to her Das Torah Mordechai. She refuses to divulge any information, and that shows tremendous gevurah on her part, that she refuses to budge from Das Torah. I don't care, I'm not being anti-Shvainis, I'm listening to Mordechai. That's it. U'b'chol yom v'yom, Mordechai mesalech lefnei chatzar beis hanoshim, l'das es shvaimis der u'mayi yosabah. Mordechai, every day after Esther was taken, he's going back and forth by the courtyard outside where the women are being kept in order to keep tabs on her. He wants to make sure that she's okay. Mordechai is teaching us a thing or two about achrayus, what it means to take an achrayus. Mordechai is one of the gedolim of Shushan, right? Okay, fine, he's not the number one gadol, but he's a chashim talmud chacham. People ask his advice in any number of matters. Could you imagine, all of a sudden, the Jews go to Mordechai's house, and they see a note on his door. Mordechai is not home right now. He can be found at the royal harem. Could you imagine? Such a hit on his reputation, but Mordechai, I don't care. I'm taking a chrayus for my Esther. She's in the Beis Hanoshim. I have to look out of her needs. I don't care what they think about me, what kind of bad rumors are going to start. Who cares? My only concern is Esther's welfare. And the Pasuk says two things. Shloim Esther u'mayi yosaba. Mayi yosaba, we understand. He's afraid they're going to have tainas on her because she had to be forcibly taken. So that's why he was afraid of what they're going to do to her. What's Shloim Esther? So he knew that Esther was such a tzaddikas, and she's probably not. She's trying to avoid having Hana from the Rishayim, but at some times, she can't stand starved to death. At certain points, she has to take favors from them. So he was afraid that these favors Rishayim are giving her to a tzaddik is ra. A tzaddik cannot take the toivis of a Rasha. So Mordechai was afraid Pashit Esther is going to get sick. And Taka, we're going to see that he was not off the mark. Ubagietor naro v'naro lavoy lamelech hachashverish miketzer yisla gadas anoshim shnemus hachaydesh. Here the Pasuk describes how each woman candidate, when she came to the king, she underwent a 12-month treatment. Kikain yimlu yimei murukeya, and that's how much time she needed to prepare herself with her cosmetics. Shisha chadashim shemen amor, v'shisha chadashim abzamim. Each candidate had to be prepared in the same manner. In this manner, she came before the king. Whatever she asked for to accompany her, because each girl who wants to be the queen, so she wants to make an impression on the king, so she asks, let's say, I want a guitar, I want to serenade the king, you know, I want this stuff, this dress, this piece of jewelry. Whatever she asked for, mi beis hanoshim, mi beis melech, she was provided. Bo'erev, he ba'ah, uva bo'ke, hishova, in the night she came, the next morning she left, o beis hanoshim, sheni. She went back to the beis hanoshim, this time, oyad shashkaz, sris ha-melech, shoma pilakshim. Since she was with the king, so her status is now that of a pilegesh, so she had a different treatment. Lo yisova edel ha-melech, she would no longer go back to the king. Ki im chafetz ba melech v'nikra v'shem. Only if the king decided to call for her, then he would ask for her by name. Okay, so we'll stop here. And tomorrow we'll see how Esther eventually becomes the queen.